Thank you. Abraka Badabadasta, Braka Babanta, Brana Bata Babila, Deleto, Abracabada Cambrada Bada de Dia, Rapatamana Dele de Veleto, Abracobada Badas Cabana Dele de Banada, Brata Baba Baba Bamana Dele de Veleto, Abracobada Babananta, Brata Baba Baratea, Rapata Benetele de Belete, Rapata Brana Bada Barada Baba Barada Bada, Japata Badanta Brana Bata Baba Lanta, Mamante Beli Capadata, Baba Cambate Namanta Pemanantelia, Rapata Baba Nanta Braca. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please come closer. Revelation chapter 6. Verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. You see, what is written here is, you know what a seal is? A seal is how... Well, it is not the best example, but you have bought a new phone before, right? And then you notice that it was sealed. What if you got that phone without the seal? It is a proof that somebody has tampered with it. This is how God operates at certain seasons. He begins to open up what is the present emphasis in his agenda. Remember, every single thing that God does is already in his heart, even before the world began. But in seasons and dispensations, he begins to unveil his mind. And what we see on earth as strength is actually a seal that is broken in the heavens. Are you with me? What means is that we have become victims of decisions that take place in the high places. The high places of God. And a seal was broken. There is a resultant effect. There is a resultant effect on the children of men and on the territory at wide. So that you don't know that the seal is broken is left to you. You become a novice, somebody that is at the whim and caprices of nature and decision. People that understand. No wonder the scripture says that the children of Issachar, they are men that have understanding of the times and seasons. What is the consequence of that? That dimension of grace. What is the consequence? The consequence is that their brethren became subject to them. There is a seal. being broken in heaven. That's what I came to tell you people are telling me. Huh? Do you know? There's a seal broken. And then because of that, it began to affect the need in the territory. Between now and the next 1 year, there is an eye on this city. Something has to happen. I'm trying to help you to come in into the economy of what God is doing. You see, one of my friends, I have many friends now. A friend told me that he saw in a vision, he was in a football match. And in that match, that the midfielder in that match is one of the fathers of faith. And he was a striker. And the father of faith will dribble, give him assist. And his shoe, his boot has issue. So he could never, it's not as if he can't, but this shoe, the capacity is in him. Else he wouldn't have been chosen. It's enough. The capacity is in him. Else he wouldn't have been chosen. But when the call came, he found out that what is limiting him is beyond. There is an ordination, but there are certain things in his life, around his life, within the circumference of the environment that he has found himself, that has become the limitation to expressing the very calling that was upon his life. There is a seal that is broken in the heaven. Meanwhile, the people that unveiling pertains to, they are not aware. How do we know? Your reaction to what God is doing is a sign that you are aware. The guy has a boot, and that boot, he couldn't score with it. The person that is giving him assist is one of the best midfielders. That you have one of the best midfielders is not enough. You will still be missing the target. He now said he doesn't know what it means. Do you know what it means? He said, because the emphasis he's making, the gospel he's carrying, that gospel will not achieve the purpose of God. So, without you being careful to find out what is God's present revelational emphasis, what is the context of the seal that is broken in the heavens, that the consequence has started affecting the children of men, what will happen is that even if you are giving the healing anointing, you will waste it. Because do you know what it means to be given assist in a football match? It was the best midfielders. Some of them contacted dimensions of grace. Men that they met in their growth in God, and men that they are embodiments of systems in the kingdom. And they tapped into graces that are uncommon. Have you done something and somebody said, no, this thing is not normal? Some people, the prophetic grace is released upon them. And all they think God wants to achieve with that is to raise an Aaronic priesthood. The emphasis of God is territorial. And I'm not against denomination. I'm a one. But when you hear the church at Antioch, there is no denomination there. When God sees his churches, he sees them territorially. So in case you'll be looking at this church, this denomination, God is not aware. If there is a judgment hanging on the Enugu church, it affects everybody in any denomination. Eyes that we might see, oh God. Open our eyes that we might see. The children of Issachar are men that have understanding of the times and the seasons. You can be given the healing anointing, and all you are doing, using it to do, is to promote the kingdom of darkness, promote carnality. Do you know there are people that will gather around you? You're one of my cousins. He saw, I posted a video on WhatsApp and Facebook, and he saw when we are doing, when we are doing, and then the power of God was everywhere. He chatted me. He said, my brother, my visa. As soon as he said, my visa, my business, my family, all time, my family, this one. When he finished, I told him, I'm sorry, me, I lack the capacity to help you. I have seen tremendous prayer grace being hijacked by Satan. I'm telling you the truth. And you begin to pray that sort of prayer. Meanwhile, Satan will allow you. In fact, you pray some and you have one or two results. As long as the territory is untouched. What you don't know is that when people in a territory is suffering a certain kind of limitation, it is because it is powered from a higher realm. When you deliver one person, the oppression is still on. Why not deconstruct that oppression? And then everybody in that territory will be free from that hold of Satan. The Bible says, if the gospel is seed, it is seed. Why? There is a prince of darkness that puts the veil on the eyes of men. I have seen crippled people, they rose up, and then they still went back to sleep. That is when I knew that miracles cannot change people. See, I love the miraculous. You cannot imagine how much I believe in. You must have known I believe in power. I believe in the miraculous. In fact, not normal, creative miracles. The one I'm talking about is the one that you don't have hand. The thing was cut off. We will hold it and it will grow out because there is a path in heaven. I've forgotten the healing minister that God took to heaven and he saw parts, human parts. And when he came back, he started working in creative miracles. But that's beside the point. Do you know that I went to Erua in Oyo State to go and preach? And I went there, I saw siblings that are deaf. That is, when you see that issue, you will know that there is some place, something powering it. Siblings, they have issue. The first one have issue. I put hand, commanded it, it opened. Put hand on the second one, it opened. But we have to stop that thing that is running in the family. So you come to a territory and you notice that people are in blanket mediocrity. I see some men of God, they will be saying the church of these days, where is the days of the apostles? Where is this one? When you preach, people don't love God, people don't do this. That thing does not change anything. What changes something is taking responsibility. What I see in places is many talkers and few workers. Many organizers and few organizers. Have you organized before? You don't know the power that you carry in your spirit. It's like a tornado. We have not seen anything that can withstand and hold it. My sister, she says she has the healing anointing, but she doesn't want to grow. See the beautiful makeup she has, so that the thing will not be distorted. Let me tell you something. The wine can only come out from the press. Do you know what is press? It is not possible for wine to come out except it goes to the press. It is not possible for oil to come out except it goes to the press. I know when people see oil, they like oil, they like anointing, they like things to move, they like the wine. They want to be drunk.
What they don't know is that that thing is pressed.
And nobody likes pressing. Except the Holy Ghost is the one walking. Nobody likes pressing. Many years ago, I pressed and pressed and pressed. Miracle. And a guy met me and said, "Preyo, this way you are praying, you will die. I heard you are a Preyo." Michael Sabata. "Preyo, this way you are praying, you will die." But it was reality, substance, oil, wine that we are pressing. What will you give your generation? A generation with many questions. What have you done to what is happening in your family? This is your opportunity. You might think if you leave campus, it will become better. Nothing becomes better until you do something about it. I warn my siblings, I warn my sister, nothing is going to get better until somebody takes responsibility. It was when I learned this that I forgot who I was. There is a seal that is broken. And if the people in this city will align themselves, they will experience the move of God in a special way. Unfortunately, I'm not sure Enugu is ready. I'm not sure. See, Satan is not bothered really about the many people that will gather tomorrow morning. He's not bothered. What is important is how many of them is aligned with God's purpose. You will find out that it is not more than 10% of what they are doing that is aligned with what God is doing. So it's a waste of money. Waste of money, every waste of resources, waste of anointing, waste of music, waste of everything. We are just doing something, doing something, doing something. Many people don't even know what they are doing. How many years have you gone to Graceland? Sorry, if you like, don't like me, I don't care. My own is that I will tell you the truth. Why won't you come out one day and then question why are we continuing like this? Is it true that there is nothing that God has said concerning our territory? Why am I alive? Why has God brought me to the perimeter of this emphasis? Brother, the harvest indeed is plenteous. There are few laborers. What I see is people, men of God, you know, when you know how to share one rema or pray one kind, you become man of God. I'm not God, but if I'm God, what I will do, I gather all these people saying they are men of God. And then we pack ourselves in one room. Stop preaching. These things, some of them are preaching. They will meet some people like us. They won't know what to say. That's to show you that what you are saying is still weak compared to higher revelations. Why not humble yourself? There is only one place that everybody becomes equal. You know the place, prayer. If I give you mic now, you will not share as much revelation as I can. But when we say let's pray, you can deboko, kataba, kitish, doto. And then everybody becomes level, equal. When you keep these people for 40 days, the way Jesus kept them, you will see them, they will disappear. Now, we will not close the door, we will leave the door open. If you are tired, go. If you are tired, go. That's when you will see that. That's when you will see that 90%, 95% of what is being done is noise. How can God achieve his agenda? I have a body. I have a body that we are, every day we are having more talkers. Less of people who are willing to do something. Have you asked God, use me?
Eh? You are even crying, saying, use me. Why won't you use me?
What is the burden of God for this territory?
Why will God use you? You don't even know the burden of God for the territory. There is nothing God will be doing in this territory outside of his burden. Any man that has found that burden, God has started using you already. You can't die. Satan can't stop you. Say you don't have husband, you don't have wife, your family, you come to my family, altar, this one, that's not for the man. That man has become an object of God's jealousy. I'm telling you how men enters the place of friendship with God, where God can invest anything in heaven to make sure that they are kept. When I found out this, I don't pray again when I enter, when I travel or do all this. I know I can't die. Do you know what it will cost heaven if we die? It will cost, between me and you, it will cost heaven a lot. I pray that one day we are taken to the studio. There are things our eyes have seen. We are not yet permitted to say it. When you get there, you have said this often and on, you find that it's not many things that matters. It is not, there are very few things that matters. If you appear before God and tell him internship, they'll be wondering what is internship in heaven. Sorry, but there is nothing like internship in heaven. Just as you know, I hope you know, that there is nothing like money in heaven. Mammon is a system that was generated by Satan. So you come to heaven and say, I have 100 million. They don't understand that language. The only time material things have value is when there is staples accorded to it. That is why Jesus said, you can now buy into the kingdom with material things. This is too high. It's too high. Now, listen to me. Follow me. Maybe you can even up this one. Pay attention. It's too high. Off it, off it. Go and deal with it. Off it, off it. Now, follow me, follow me, follow me. Now, if you go to heaven and tell heaven that I have money, I have 1 million, they don't know. If you go to heaven and say, a guy proposed to me today. He is full of fire, full of unction. He is TDH. Is it not true? Michael Sabanto. But then we say they don't know. They don't know that language. Whenever God meets a man, the first thing he begins to seek out of your hand is the assignment, the instruction that he gave you. And God gives people personal instructions out of the general instruction that he has given a territory. So, the burdens you have as a person is an offshoot of the burden that God has for a territory. God cannot be going up, you are going down. You are wrong. Sorry. What is the burden of God for this territory? Have you even asked yourself? I was praying today and your matter came up. Have you asked yourself why you were delayed? Oh my God. Many things will become easy.
You plan to start an NGO, is it not true? Who wants to start an NGO tomorrow? That thing can not you. Are you with me? Do you know there is no need for NGO if some certain things are set in their coordinates in the spirit? For example, you start an NGO for the people that are molested, the people that are raped, the people that are HIV, all those things. It's good. Is it not good? But what if the Holy Ghost invades it? Like the Holy Ghost invaded England, UK, invaded Wales, and after many years, they don't even sell alcohol. Even if you want to buy, you can't buy. So in that place, that I hope you know, in that place, that means the sinning is already gone. People don't even fornicate, not to talk of having HIV. People are so engrossed with the Holy Ghost that they don't have time to rape people. Some of the time, some of the people doing this thing, they are not doing it normally. Something is. Have you ever gone to some campuses and you notice that there is a territorial spirit in that campus? You can be a good child. Once you enter that campus, you start behaving like others. Do you know when you will realize yourself final year? And then you will realize, me that said I will do like this, I will do like this. We know people that went, they were supposed to be reverend fathers. Are you with me? They now entered campus. By second year, they have lived with four wives, if not more. By the time they are about graduating, they now remembered their priestly garments where they threw it away. What happened to them? There is a territorial spirit that is stronger than their decision. Your will is strong, but their spirit is stronger than your will. I just want to lay a foundation, and then in the next few minutes, we'll get this place littered with the power of God. I know you don't believe it. You don't believe it. Huh? After me, I believe in power. You must believe in power. Nothing happens without power. Nothing, absolutely nothing. No matter how good you are, people will begin to know the savor of your goodness if there is power. What power does is that it exposes what you have already. If you are bad, actually, if power comes, I with me. If you are bad, if power comes, that bad will now be exposed. If you are greedy, power will not stop greed. If you are selfish, if anything is there, power won't stop it. But if you are good, if you are humble, when power comes, haven't you seen people like Seman? Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people are saying he is humble. Why? Was it today that he was humble? He has been humble for long, but he took the anointing for that savor to spread to the nations. Have you ever heard people tell you it's not about power, it's about character? And you believed it. Is it not true? The reason why you believed it is that the person spoke it under power. Mark this, my word. Anytime somebody spoke a word to you and there is a pull in you to believe it, that person actually spoke it under power. When people speak normal words, it will just fly. You will know they are good, but it will just fly. They are good, but they will fly. But somebody will even tell you, sometimes the grammar is not correct, but your heart is burning.
Why? Say power. Don't joke with it. We can't do anything.
You know why I'm telling you this thing? I took a roll call of the characteristics of a genuine revival. There are seven major. But there are two. Or let me now say three. That is the most obvious. Number one is prayer. Number two is holiness. Number three is power. If you don't see these three things, nothing is happening. If people say there is revival here and people fall on the ground and then wake up and sleep with each other, my brother, I don't know what is pushing them down. It is not revival. Do you know that sometimes in revival meetings, nobody will fall on the ground? People will sit on their seat and be weeping. They will weep for 6 hours. They will be moving. I will read to you the account of Marian Woodward Etta. They said in Momieta's meeting, people will leave and be walking softly. It is not the softly that you do to go and receive Holy Communion. No, it's not that one. This one is the Holy Ghost in you. I hope you know sometimes the Holy Ghost will raise his hand. Do you know? Oh, you don't know? The Holy Ghost can raise his hand. And on that day, if you raise your hand the way he's raising his hand, it will become a revelation of a spiritual reality. For example, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, let the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. So, normally some people, the guy on the road came and said, hey, my guy, is it not lifting hands? But you come inside and then you lift your hands and the courts of heaven judged that and then found out that he has a value. And the value is that it is equal to the evening sacrifice, just the lifting of the hands. I don't know where David entered and was able to pick these measurements. That a time can come, there is a location and a mood that a man can find himself, his heart well aligned, and then he lifts his hand, and God will count it as the evening sacrifice. Okay, sometimes haven't you been worshiping and you started crying? I'm a very strong man, but I don't know why when God moved like this, I will start crying like a fool. I don't like that cry. It's embarrassing me. It's embarrassment. How can a man like me be crying? Are you getting the point? But there is one inside. He is releasing some burden. He is expressing himself. It so happened that he became a yielded vessel at that moment. And he began to express his emotions. Sometimes he is grieved. And you will see people, you are grieved with what this person is doing. That was how Paul was able to pick that woman. He was grieved in his heart. There was no vision. Sometimes the Holy Ghost can stand up too. Sometimes he can rejoice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If people fell on the ground and went back to sinning, it is not revival. There must be a blazing holiness. The holiness that you can feel in the atmosphere. It is not the holiness that the man pressure on you, and then you resist, and then you come and tell God, thank God, oh, thank God I did not fall today. Thank God. You are a fool, my friend. Don't have time for that. People will look at you from afar and they will be afraid to say some things. That's how they carried God. So much of God that it was palpable, it was feelable, it was tangible. The environment was saturated with the content of their life. It filled the very atmosphere. Have you seen a young lady that is filled with the spirit of immorality?
if she enters here, everybody will be feeling it. I carry the presence, the Shekinah, yes. Just believe it. Just believe it. With your head, I know you might not. Just believe it. But if I enter a meeting, the atmosphere changes. That means I carry something. Is it not true? That thing that you carry, it will make some ladies not say, I have been in I have been in buses traveling, and people could not talk to, could not answer their boyfriend's phone call just because I was sitting and I didn't preach. What is wrong? You don't yet know what is revival. There is territorial revival. There is a presence that they carry. How can Charles Finney pass through a city and people are falling? They are giving their life to Christ. You think you will get to preach to everybody? With this way this generation is going, there are people, they won't even come to listen to you. But they can shake your hands. If they can shake your hands, something can happen. Somebody has shook my hands. I heard a man of God say it many years ago, and I continued to continue until somebody shook my hands and started shaking. I'm telling you. I was walking on the road and somebody is coming like this. He couldn't come near me. All of them started falling on the floor. And I'm not doing ministration. He was on the road. If small me can do it, what of you? What of you that I know that is stronger than me? You don't know how small I am. I'm telling you the truth. Is when we get to heaven, we know people that are big. Leave this thing we are doing. I have an understanding as a preacher that if I'm not careful, you get to heaven and the best people you are preaching to will receive more reward than you. So we are not moved by this thing. This is not how God judges people. God judges on faithfulness. How much are you able to fulfill the assignment he gave to you? You are looking for a pulpit. God is forcing some of us. We don't like this. I like a place where nobody will be seeing me, but I'm the one controlling what is happening everywhere. The chief priest, are you seeing him in the market? He's inside the bush. But any breaking news, he's the one that knows it first. From there, he's controlling everywhere. What we see is people, everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be seen. In the days of Elijah, it is God that will tell him, Elijah, go and show yourself. After some time, God will tell him, Elijah, what? Go and hide yourself. You must learn hide and seek, hide and show, hide and show, hide and show. Isn't it? What is heaven saying about your campus? You need to know, we are not expected to do many things. You see, I know you don't believe it, but I'm intelligent too. I'm intelligent. There are many things I can do with my head. I read a lot. I update myself a lot. But do you know what I found out? When it pertains to the things of the kingdom, I become very, very foolish. Because it is the foolish things that God will use to confound the wisdom of the wise. How can a young lady kneel on her knees and from there control the whole campus? How? Can you explain it? How can you explain that? How is it possible that? How many are we here? I don't know if it's about 20 or less. Just about 20. Don't even know. And then from here, we'll make intercessions. And it begins to shift things in the whole of Enugu State. Meanwhile, you are waiting for your church that, I don't know the capacity of your church. I know it's in thousands. Is it not true? It's in thousands. And people come and say, they will say, you will receive your job tomorrow. Amen. You will receive husband tomorrow. Stop looking for husband. Look for the power of God. Stop looking for husband. What are you doing with husband? Stop looking for job even. Look for the power of God. And when I talk about power these days, you must know that the power of God is dynamic. There are people, the reason why they are foreseeing God, they are foreseeing God though, but they are telling God, remember husband. Remember husband. The power of God is dynamic. The Bible says, I am the one that giveth you power to make wealth. There is power to get wealth. There is power for the miraculous. There is power to rule men. Scepters to rule men. As you are now, if you go to your campus and go to that crippled guy and raise him up, do you know how God will do it? He will make sure everybody is looking. Have you not noticed it before? The general overseer of CPN said that one day he was in the market and God told him, come pray for that cripple. Hey, he said, beat, boom. He said, it's not God, I bind you spirit in Jesus' name. How can I come out in this open and disgrace myself? I bind you. When you finish, go and pray. And then what the man of God did, this is happening many years ago. The man of God took, called the crippled person and said, come. So people thought he wanted to give him money. He took him to the back where nobody will be seeing it. And then prayed, nothing happened. When he said, hi, thank God, oh God, you know I have obeyed you. I have prayed. God said, carry him to the front and pray. You know his pride. You are so full of yourself that you are bothered what people will say if it doesn't work. Nobody will ever be used of God if you continue to think like that. If that person is healed, who will take the glory? If he's not healed, who will take the shame? So why are you taking shame? When God takes the glory, you should take shame too. What people do is that they are bothered about the shame, but they are not bothered about the glory. If God takes the glory, he takes the shame, he takes everything. Me, I'm not. I don't have power, I don't have anything. It so happens that I'm a vessel available. The man brought, he died 100 times. There is nobody that is used of God tremendously like this that doesn't die 100 deaths. That's what Catherine Kuhlman said. He said, before I step out of that podium, I die 1,000 deaths. 1,000 deaths. That's what that woman died. And then when it comes, things starts happening. And he said that he was in her meeting. And then she was talking. After some time, he said, just for a moment. And then the whole atmosphere, it seemed as if there was a switch. And the glory descended. It electrified everybody there. Just a moment. How can a frail woman like that captivate old and young? Oh, you are not weak when the presence is with you. That is the beginning of a miraculous ministry. That man died there. The person that left there was not the one that healed the sick. I have gone to meetings like this and God said, see that crippled person, go and pray for him. I was dodging. So it's not only you, I was dodging. I said, do you have this one? Guess what? I prayed, nothing happened. Do you know why? God needed me to die. God needed, I was very alive. I was saying,
what will happen? Do you know the one Satan suggested? What will happen to the name of Jesus?
It will seem as if you lied, though.
How many of you are with me in this thing? Am I the only one that has happened? It will seem as if I lied, though.
The only truthful person. Let me even tell you. The Bible says, let God be the only truthful person. Let every other man be a liar.
It's better let them say I lied 100 times. In the 101, I now raise the first cripple.
Miko, if you raise the first one,
say the first one. Please. Say the first one. That is always the toughest one.
You have laid hands on somebody who went under power. The first one was the toughest.
I remember those days I was telling her to lay hands. Now if you tell her, she will just jump and clear everybody. I will bone in front and turn my back and smile. That's what we did when we went to Lagos, me and Jasper and everybody. They brought the first set of prayer warriors. And Jasper and Ugochukwu did. The first set got tired and left. They now brought the second one. That was when they were now starting. They prayed for 1 hour, 15 minutes. And Ugochukwu came and told me, I thought it was 15 minutes off. How is 1 hour, 15 minutes and 15 minutes the same thing?
You need to see what is happening in that our parlor at the back.
Sometimes throughout the night, this boy can stay 6 hours.
And he has started bouncing like this. Somebody that was leading prayer, even my mother was shaking last week.
Hey, my God.
He was leading prayer some time ago. People were falling under power now.
He is carrying something. Something fell on him.
When they now led prayer, the third batch got tired. They are now lying on the ground as if they are posing, but it's tiredness.
That was when Ugochukwu now did like this.
That was when his machine started. He was enjoying himself. He was doing like this.
So, my new friends, Pastor Femina asked me, this your boys, where did you train them? This person now asked me this. I told them, we are just trying small. I boned in front, then I turned in the back and I smiled.
The truth is that we will never know whether what you have is working until it's producing another man.
Everything is still talk until you can reproduce it.
God caught me in a vision, and I saw a vision of, is he Gideon or Samson? Who is the one that had 300 foxes? Yes. It's been long ago. It's very long. More than 10 years. Then I didn't know that there is any, I don't even know what is. 10 years, it's up to 15. Didn't even know what is revival, all this stuff. But what I saw was the vision of two people tied with fire and then they are left into a field. A field as large as this campus can burn down in 2 hours if there is fire. If you want to do it by your own effort, you can do it. Are you hearing me? You can continue to do manual labor. Say manual labor. You win one soul. And then you begin to discipling. By the time he's reaching 300 level, he say he's not doing again. Have you not seen it? People that became fellowship executives. And a time reached, they said, is this person that forced me on? It's not as if I wanted. Is it not true? Those people did not encounter anything. And then you start from square one. But if there is fire, I notice it is you are long reach now, your target. That's your target. Is that where Jehovah is? I want to know. I saw the car you posted. That's your ministry point now. And I was shocked. I was shocked because she was, if you see the way she's determined to reach there, if she's determined that Enugu would have burned down. This lady is ready to burn down Enugu. Just to make sure that long reach reaches everywhere. You are carrying the gospel of long reach. Michael Zabata Bahai. What was the name of that lady who said, I hail you. I do this one. Trip to Dubai. Trip to here. I must make it. The journey is still far. The last time you posted, but I'm following you, bumper to bumper. He wants to, I must read it. See the way we are praying here, and you are waiting for somebody to ginger you. You should be rolling on the ground, crying that the hand of the Messiah comes afresh. What is it that is on some people's life every day? It seems as if their hunger doesn't abate. The thing is increasing like a tornado. They touch something. Let me touch that thing. If you leave you now, you travel to Dubai, you start talking long Greece and forget there is a revival happening. I know you don't like my gospel. Hey. Sorry. If I don't tell you, nobody will tell you. When you go to heaven, you say, what's the highest one? Say, I am a platinum member. In long way, they will say they don't know you. Go over there. We don't know you. My saying long reach is bad. I'm saying the zeal you are putting there. I literally touched the zeal. Is it not true? I literally touched the passion. I didn't see it when I came here. You see why God doesn't lift us up sometimes? Because he's afraid that thing will take us away from him. My message is not for, I've made you sad. Sorry. Let me preach good things. God will bless you in Jesus' name. You will never see a bad day. All your enemies, they have died. All those died. How many people have died? Let's tell ourselves the truth. God doesn't kill people like that. Even Satan, he still allows Satan to be around.
some demons met Jesus and they specifically said that our time has not yet come. That means God intentionally allows some people to be alive. If you want to, are you getting the point? That even the presence of Jesus will not terminate their longevity. Some wicked people, God has ordained they will live 80 years. No matter the prayer you do, you go and say, after praying this night, you will die. You will still see the person tomorrow. Do you know why? Their time has not yet come. There is such a thing as that. Even demons. I put you in intensive care unit. You know what? Just hate me, no problem. I like it that way. You know, if you hate me, you know what God will do? He will go to my book. If the space for marking good is like this, have you seen some teachers? The space will be like this. They will come and give you good like this. Even to give you good is still trouble. They will give you small. Then you will see some teachers, the space is like this. They will give you good like this, that is bigger than that space. They are very, very happy. If there is a way to multiply good, the more this thing is paying you, the more my good is increasing. So I need it to pay you well. So you repent. I'm not happy with you. If I'm not happy with you, God is not happy with you. Just take it that way. The labor is much, Amarachi. Why are you hanging your boots? Hey, this one is preparing for internship, looking for YX certificate up and down. Sorry, let's stop preaching in the air. The people we are talking to is here, is here. Is it not true?
Gada Boko Sigabata Hate Kota Kavena.
Somebody asked me, what if they give you a US citizenship now and then give you a visa to travel around the world? Won't you take it? It will be the best opportunity for you. That's the answer to your prayer. Won't you take it? This Nigeria that is this bad, you will take it now. Fly abroad, live there. This one, you're already fair. If you go there, you'll be much fairer. See, this way, Jen is disturbing. Light is not there. Majority of the prayer points we are praying here, there is no need to pray there. I hope you know. Oh God, the hand holding my result, release it, is not there. Because, are you with me? Your lecturer will even be telling you, I notice you have issue with your result. Please come and resolve it. He is the one that will come and meet you in that place. I'm telling you, somebody that went to do his master said it. You will sit with your dean discussing. So prayer point reduced. Imagine when somebody passed everything. The only reason why he didn't go to youth services is because his name was not moved from department to where is it called? To registrar. That's all. His file was not moved. If he's there, they will apologize and pay you money. And then still send you. You see, that prayer point is not needed. And then sometimes stress will make you, oh God, this fever and all those scatter. And no, it's not there. When you get there, look at somebody's classroom. I have body. See, this thing won't change you. If you like, vote your brother.
If you like, vote your uncle. It will still not change. It's not their fault. They are good people. At least to the best of their ability. But there is a president and there is a governor that said there is an evil spirit that is in this. Once you come, you begin to function by the influence of that. When you come out, you become normal. What is our job? To break all those things. Break all those things. Break all those things. Break all those things.
Even if you labor to say, my labor is that my children will not suffer what I suffered. And get money for them. Get money. Get money. I see the way you are hustling for money.
I will just carry all of them to abroad. All this suffering in Nigeria. None of them will see it. You wake up around 8 a.m. in the morning and pray like white people. Oh God, thank you for keeping us alive. Oh God, we thank you for you are good and you are wonderful. We thank you for our enemies are already defeated. We thank you for, you know, you like that type of prayer. You like it, now is it not? It's true. Sorry, but you are born, you are in Enugu now. There is labor.
Those people that are enjoying those things, somebody labored for it. There is a man called, have you heard of John Brennan? How many of you have, David Brennan, how many of you have heard of David Brennan? David Brennan was, there is what we call the frontier America. When in the 1700s and 1800s, there is no skyscraper, there is nothing. These men were preaching to Indians from one on a horse, from one location to another. David Brenner died at 30-something years old. What killed him? Cold, pneumonia, hunger. He didn't see food, and he didn't see clothing. He didn't have house. This is a man that will come to a meeting. What's the man that preached the message in the hands of an angry, seen as in the hands of an angry God? Jonathan Edwards. That was the man that discipled Jonathan Edwards. Jonathan Edwards said that he has never seen a man like him. That the man, he prayed, he was praying and died. Then Jonathan Edwards and all those men that were there. Then at the end, America now became what they are. People died to make sure that thing was possible. There is a song we used to sing when we were in secondary school. I believe some of you sang it. I spoiled my sister's mood. Sorry. But you notice one thing, you will pray this night.
Almighty God, Almighty God, our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name. Our generation shall praise your name.
Come and give me keyboard keys. Let me fly. Revelation chapter 6 verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, just one, and I heard. Saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Are you with me? Are you there? Revelation chapter 6.
And when he had opened the second seal, this is verse 3, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. There was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. Watch. Are you with me there? Now verse 6 now said, and I heard the voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And then what? Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. What? See not that thou hast what? The oil. And this is a testimony of the last days. And the scripture says, see that thou hast not the oil and the wine. How much oil do you have? Yes, no, I'm going to come. Sorry, but how much wine do you have? We need to go to the wine press again. In the next 10 years, you will thank me. You will forever be grateful you met somebody like me. By then, you might not. You might be somewhere. But irrespective of where you are, you will know that the bedrock, the foundation upon which your destiny is now moving, like a well-oiled machine, was founded upon the truth that you were told at this time. Where do we get oil? How many of you have seen where they produce our local oil, the palm oil? Have you seen the place? There is actually a fabricated machine that they use. Have you seen that fabricated machine? They will now, first of all, they will pound it, first of all. The process of getting oil is not small. First of all, there will be cooking. You know, some people, it's only cooking that they did, and they jumped out. It's not only cooking. They will cook you, and then when you are done, they will carry you and put inside. There is some very big mortar, and then 4 hefty men will carry what and begin to pound you. Wow. Haven't you seen it? When they pound you and you have become say pop, by then you have lost your will. Then they will now carry that in and put it inside the press. The press is the final stage. And then when they put it, 2 or 3 men. No, it's not much, you know, 2 or 3 men. This is fabricated. We now be going around. As they are going around, that press is squeezing. He's squeezing it. As he's squeezing it, come and see how oil is gushing out. That oil is very fresh. If you press it here, this whole environment will be filled with the aroma. What men are interested is in the oil and the aroma. What they didn't know is what you passed through before that sulfur was able to fill the environment. There is a call. What is that call? Come back to the press. Our generation is in need of wine and oil. According to this scripture, a seal was broken in heaven. And the result of that seal is that revelations, unveilings reached the earth realm. And one of the things that reached us is that God gave us a code for survival. The basis for end time ministry is that men should not lack the oil and the wine. It so happened that to get these 2 commodities, it is costly. Because the scripture was telling us in the book of Matthew chapter 25, say, go and buy. That means it's not free. There are many things that are free in the kingdom. But the oil and wine, you have to come to the press. How is he
it's like if I lay my hands on you now, everything will be over. Don't you want it like that? Yeah? You say it's good. Is it not easier? You just lay hands and then it's over. Is it not true? You just Even Jesus came to a point, he said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass. The Father turned like this. Do you know why? Just not too far from where Jesus was standing and making that statement is the glory that was about to be revealed. He has to pass through that press before that dimension will begin to come out. There is a glory, it's not far. But meanwhile, man has to pass through the press. On the strength of that, the excellency that will be revealed via your life will be something novel to our generation. Where are these men coming from? The scripture spoke about them. He said, I'm the men that turned the city upside down. A time came, they said that these men have been with Jesus. It was a certain kind of knowledge that they took of them. And knew that the oppressions that he's seen in their life is a testament to a man that have lived in that pattern. They have become witnesses to the Christ that has died and is seated in the heavens. A certain kind of man molded after the image of the invisible one, living as epistles. We don't need to open the scriptures again if there is no need. These men are living as testaments, full proof that Christ is alive. In every dimension, they are able to manifest the full effulgence of God's glory. Why is Jesus shrouded in our generation? Why are we searching for him when you are there? When Paul appeared before Agrippa, he said, oh Agrippa, what I saw was a heavenly vision. I was on my way to Damascus. And then Elijah shined from heaven. It was stronger than the sun in his full strength. And the men that were with me fell under power, but they never participated in the encounter. So that voice spoke to me, and the content of that speaking is what has been driving my life many years after. That man left and went to the desert of Arabia and stayed for years cooking things. The wheat of what we call the gospel is written by a man. What type of man is Paul? I need you to understand how scripture counts you. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 10, he said, God is no respecter of any man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says in the book of James chapter 5, he said, Elijah is a man of like passions, meaning that he was subject to the same conditions. Come here and come and tell me I don't have time, I don't have... So that is why sometimes some people have to give you their testimony so that you will lose every excuse that you have. People like Watchman Nee was in prison and was praying. Do you know a time reached they were afraid to imprison Chinese Christians? Do you know why? When you put them in prison, they become more powerful. Because they have more time for devotion and meditation and Bible study. Some of them, they don't have time. When they pray, they don't have time. It's not my time of waking is 2 to 3. And then when you pray 2 to 3, you go and collect a word. I see some people in our prayer and prophetic planning page. Prayer put up fulfilled. The way some people are writing it, they are looking for a word from me. I don't know. Maybe God will give you, but if it's me, I look at some like this. I want to give them zero. The capacity God gave you, there is nothing like prayer quota fulfilled. You have not fulfilled your prayer quota.
Now continue writing it to encourage others. But inside your heart, you have not fulfilled your prayer quota. You will never fulfill your prayer quota. There is a school nobody graduates from. It's the school of prayer. It's the school of the spirit. Say the truth. Have you not done it? One day you prayed for long and then you are feeling good. Is it not true? Say the truth. That day you'll be feeling good. Kai, I prayed though. You'll be feeling good. And then you'll be walking on the street as somebody. That day you prayed for 4 hours throughout the night. You are walking on this and you are feeling like somebody that prayed it. Is it not true? Sometimes you want people, why are they not feeling this thing? Why is nobody feeling this thing that I did? My brother, nobody knows that place. They are not aware. They will judge you on whether you fulfill the quota. There is a quota. To whom much is given? In the next 5 minutes, we are going to go to the press. And wine will come out. You see, just like everybody here, anybody that God has used was a common man. But after some time, God began to work on their wineskins. Because when God begins to work on our wineskins, then there is an intent in his heart. The intent is that he is going to pour wine into it. You see, thank God for our apostolic fathers. Before there is an outpouring of the wine, there must be a revelation of the wineskin, a dealing to prepare the vessels meet enough to carry the wine. I'm not going there. But they have done a mighty ministry in preparing the wineskin. I dare to say that people that are correct, that have fellowshipped with correct apostolic movement, have maybe not the best, but at least to a certain degree, good wineskins. Where is the wine? So what I notice is that some people want to camp there. That thing is, are you getting it? The Bible says, if you bring the new wine and pour it into the old wineskin, it will break it. Both the wine and the wineskin will not be useful to anybody. So when God begins to work on the wineskin, it is a testament that there is wine coming. Unfortunately, that wine is pressed. Is pressed. Say pressed. Say pressed.
Pressed.
Found out, if you think, go to the Bible and take a cross reference of the word press, you'll be shocked. The people that used it the most, do you know the people that use the word press the most? It's Jesus and Paul. All the time they are pressing. My sister, after 33 years, Paul said that I press. When I heard it, I fainted. I said, show me mercy, Lord. What do you expect from my life? Let my eyes open that I might see as I'm seeing. Let me not settle for nothing. I hope you are not here expecting that there is somebody in Lagos paying the price. How many of you are on Facebook and on social media? Those people are with me. I'm not saying they are not trying their best. But if you go there, you will find out that, let me not say, better pay the price. There is nobody paying it anywhere. You know that revival we are talking about? That's the one brewing in your chamber. There is no special person. All those people you are seeing, I bring you news from a high place. There is a place where we do business. Just take this one. My brother, take this one. Take this one. There is a place we do business. Because of the benefit of our ordination and calling, it's an election of grace. And in that place, there are not many people. very few. I know you think there are few. There are fewer than you think. Miko, you don't know how much God is trusting on this pressing you are doing. You don't know how much God is trusting on this. If you know, God called me this year. After 10 years in prayer ministry, he said, come, let me teach you the power of prayer. Just the power of prayer. Just, you know, there are many things about prayer. Just the power of prayer after 10 years. And the small excerpt he showed me, I became humble. We have not touched the recesses of this thing. And we have gone to high places and done this business. And they heard us. We have not seen this prayer power. I'm crying, oh God, taka tiki tika batate, taka bataka ba, peradventure, oh God, peradventure, something happens to my life. Don't end like this. There is a you that God is looking for. You have not yet become that person. It is in the wine press that people become. You press and press and press and press and press and press and press. Do you know that the wine that people like Kenehagin press out, we are still drinking of it? Some people are still in faith teaching. They have not exhausted. A man piped that thing out. The wine that people like Ora Roberts, the wine that people like, what is the name of the man that started Food Businessmen's Fellowship? Huh? Yes. He's a Polish man. They immigrated from Poland. Tamos Sakharin. The wine that he pressed out is still here. He saw in a vision and God told him, said, reach to the billionaires. And he was a billionaire. See, you need to understand that it's not about that car and the long reach. There is a people to reach. Imagine the number of people you have reached. Are you with me? Some of them were trying to resist you. You refuse. Is it not true? They are trying, you refuse. Trying, you refuse. You convince them finally. There is such a thing as an akazo. How much have you pressed? How many of you here, you pray for 6 hours every day and you have done it for 21 days? And you are saying you're a revival. See, we are joking. Oh. Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us. Oh. Let's find mercy in your sight. I weep for my generation. All these people talking. Nobody is doing anything. I wish somebody is even doing something. Pray for 3 minutes. Tell God, let a wine come out of my life that generations will drink and be drunk. Let an oil come out of my life that generations will tap and never be drunk. You are not present. Do something to God. Do something to our life. Do something to God. Just like the woman broke the alabaster box and the fragrance came and break our lives, that fragrance will come something that will fill this generation with this distinct, pungent fragrance. Where are we so lightweight? Oh God.
touch our lives again. Touch our lives again. Touch our lives again, Jesus. Touch us. Touch our lives again, Jesus. Touch us. Touch our lives again, Jesus. Touch us. Touch our lives again. Touch our lives again, Jesus. Touch us. 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 Jesus. Touch our life. 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 We come to the press. 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 Let wine and oil flow out of us, flow out of our people. Let it flow out of our people, O God, our generation is in need and thirsty for the Lord. Let it be like this, O God. Let it be like this, Jesus. Let it be like this. I'm tired of this hypocrisy. I'm tired of this. We come to the press. 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 Touch our lives. Touch us deep. Touch us. Touch us. Touch us. Touch us, 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 Samento radabamina taka, rapato gobosi la vente brena babanita, grate bonasca benatela, grate babanto catatesh, zapedata manante capanata, alicuta bamanata liga barato, samatande getedi, rata babinta de badanco tacapenata, rabata babenanto, gaparate banatelia, isabila catabananta babandele, rapata. Pavorataska petani mantala apreto potaka penateli de penete. Make sure you don't lack oil. Make sure you don't lack wine. There is an indictment on my generation. No wheat, no oil, no wine. Sade fro, sade manta, bitate, ekete vente, zobreta bitanta brata babanta katabanate, rata babnata batande brekota katanante beneta, rabeta dida babanta brako pata kambre de benente de bena, aita be sapatula, apenatungreta panata ite banata balata. I see an angel, oh my God. I see an angel, and he's pouring a very thick liquid upon somebody here. I didn't want to say this, but I just saw it. I don't have anything to do with this. senamata babra telia prete benatumbre tapabanata rapate manatambre rapakota manta brata pamenatani andele pona epende prete beneto gobos sovrete benata prana patababalata ramananta praka patai te rapetani namanta patai la panatoga rapata pamanta brate pamanante benete arrapata mananta brako patapanate le benetoa isaprete benente le prato Bakapanata Bamanatelia, Rapata Bamananta, Brate Patugadembre, Asombrete Benete, Catabrata Patana, Rapata Pabilete Benita, Bacabarata Banato, Arupa Bambreta, Itede Beneto, Capanata Babanadia, Rapetanita Bacambrete Benenta Pilata, Apida Pa. Give my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Fill me till I want no more. He is my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Fill, 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 Holy Ghost. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Feel, 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 feel. Feelings, 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 feelings. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst in my soul. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. He is my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, my humble cry. Why none others thou art calling? When you call men in this generation, when you put your hands upon their life, do not pass me by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. As thou art called, only do not pass me by. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. As thou art calling, thou art calling, thou art calling. Do not pass me by. Savior, 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 hear my cry. Feelings, feelings, feelings. Why
no, that's what's called. Only do not pass us by.
A revival will hit this generation. Something will begin to happen to us and happen through us to this territory and happen through us to this nation, to this continent, to the world. Something is happening to you that the whole world will not recover from. Something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. God has the whole earth in view. And he's doing the work that he's doing in you now. He's doing that work because it will affect the whole earth. The work, what he's doing now. Sadebakumbre demana tabaria.
So Brenda Papanati Tabarande Rabata Brato Papa Baraska Penate Benedia Ramananta Paparata Papilete Pemeneto Coporos Rapatida Teddy Taparate Banate Apreco Patacambre Temenete Lebananta Papatuata Capanta Brata Papananta Brata Papilata Bamanadelia Rapato Paparanta Braco Pataca Benadele de Belete Jabadavanta Braca Pataca Branda Papa Barada Badata Ramanante Pepelete di Baca Badanta Brata Papandola Rato Shapata Baba Banata Lata Badata Abraco Patabadasca Penante de Brena Pata Babanante Japadanto Copanda Brata Papandele Capanata Apreco Padasca Penate de Benedelia Rapata Babrata Babanta Pamanateria Rapata Cambrata Pata Cambre de Pedia Japrata Pata Cambre de Pedia Sapatante le Benedelia Ambre Copata Cambrata Pata Cambre
A few more minutes. The glory of God is increasing. More angels are coming. So nabari tamakambre abraska banate banante yishapreta bemenanto la grata bamanata babinete benede aite bananto grata babalata badagabadaska benato yishapreto bababanta braka bata babanante brena betelia Rabato Okosko Pataka Banate, Main Tebenente, Lembroko Batabada Dabada Sadebantele, Agrabata Baboda, Shabrata Babura, Shamanate Bebenente, Lebreko Pataka Bananta Banadia, Rasobade Tai Kabenanto Ladamanata, Epelianto Kopadanta Baranabata Babile de Banata. Unda te shata te rapata papura da pata papara da pata parata abraco pata capante de benedele de benede manta papante broco potoco podosca patala de benede maite brente pepinata pacumbrata pamanatala abraca pataca do something to me a te benente beriata manacumbre rapata paprata papananta gata Rade banante prete benendele, Ishaprata badatande prete pedeto. In the next 3 minutes, God will do a work and nobody has anything to do about it. I don't have any business in it. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Somanti gine bandele. Rapatwa da gambre tebenente gabina. Jabrata baminta gabanantele. Rapata babrata bata babokos katakabanatelia. Abenante benetele bedetula da balata. Jabata brata papa poko podogosko bata banata. Manta brate bedetete. Abiante libando brata bata banata bakambre. Sobre te pede de pede de pede dia rabata brana bata baba barada bata balata manta braka bato gobo dogo sta bata da bata antene brena bata balia manta prete pede de pede to isha brata bata da da dia shambrata bata da da rabato kombre de pede to shaka banada mante pebele de pede kota kabrata bata ta isha manate pebele te lebro kapata kabanade ambrato bata kabrana bata babi na dele dele de jambro tabamananta baba cobra tabaniata repete niende plena pata babora tabata mante bona tabadante le brene bedelia ambra copata cabana dele de manate rapata braco pata banante le bretebe jati cabadante restoration 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 say the Lord. Somanante babaleanta abreko bata barasele ventele mbrata manata abreko bata kambrata bananta braka pata bayate. There is a weight of God's presence that is here. I feel it on my shoulders. I feel it. My God. Sota barande breta bamanatai abreko taska benande maneto Ruakwa tapanante benetaila. Siti filibidia tapanate. Etenende limbreto banata banakaila. Pusa taala, pusa. Elefrete benente canida. Aite menente geneveredelia. Jambra tapananta braka pataka bananda. Ambra tapananta brata pata cambre de bedelia. Jata prana patakaria. Sonamante breka potaka sade mantari. Preto baba banate le banoko banata. Aisete vrete binanta braka pata panatala. Jatwa takapante lembrate banata. Breko pataka banatala da banata. Bramto baba manta braka pata di da barada bayata. In the crushing, in the pressing, you make it new wine. In the crushing, in the pressing, you make it new wine. So I feel your peace all this time. I want you to understand. So make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Afraid, make me whatever You want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing. But all you have given me, Jesus, bring me wine out of me. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever. You want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing. But all you have given me, Jesus, bring me wine out of me. Jesus, bring me wine out of me. Jesus, bring me wine out of us. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing. But all you have given me, Jesus, bring me wine out of me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we try and be quiet for just 2 minutes? The Lord will pass in our midst in the next 2 minutes. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring me wine out of me. Make me your vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing, but all you gave me, Jesus, bring me wine out of me. I see him, he's moving. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Lord, I came here with nothing. All you have given me, Jesus, bring me wine out of me. Jesus, bring me wine out of me. There is a young lady that the hands of Jesus will touch. There is a young lady that the hands of Jesus will touch. Touch her, Lord, and let her life not remain the same. in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. You can look up.